she be answering? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth。 当 Playboy 遇上 Beautiful Ladies 会发生什么事呢？今天给大家放送的音频是 Chuck 与 Serena 之间的对话，他们的话语有时候琢磨起来还真是挺有趣的，下面我们就来听一听。
I love this town. I'm going to have to tell my parents also that just Bob is serving minors
And if you get a drink, they're also serving pigs.
I love it when you talk dirty.
You just love when a girl talks to you.
Actually, I prefer them when they're not talking.
I've missed your witty banter.
Let's catch up. Take our clothes off, stare at each other.
How about I just get a bite to eat? I've been drinking on an empty stomach.
I heard you didn't do that anymore.
Special occasion.
How about a grilled cheese with truffle oil? You do love truffles.
Enough to know it's not on the menu.
Good thing I'm connected.
Only because I'm hungry.
I love this town. I'm going to have to tell my parents.The hotel they just bought is serving minors. 我真喜欢这里，我得告诉我爸妈，他们刚买的那间酒店卖酒给未成年人。Serve, S-E-R-V-E, 服务，后面可以直接加 somebody. 比如说我们能经常听到的 Serve the people, heart and soul, 全心全意为人民服务。Heart and soul, 全心全意。Serving the people, heart and soul, 全心全意为人民服务。如果我们在 serve 后面加上介词 for, 那么意思就变了，变成了充当、被用作。我有一个储物箱，它可以当做椅子用。这样的话 ，I can say this box will serve for seats. 这箱子可以当做座椅。This box will serve for seats. 这箱子可当做座椅。Get it? Serve 做服务讲，直接加上 somebody 便可，不需要其他的介词。如果加了介词 for 呢，表示充当、被用作。OK, minor, M-I-N-O-R, 未成年人。那么 junior, J-U-N-I-O-R, 是指年少者、晚辈或者地位较低者，以及大三年级学生。Senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, 是指较年长者、上司或者毕业班学生。那么这里的三个词语 minor, junior, senior 也都有相应的形容词含义。 minor 表示未成年的、次要的、较小的， junior 年少的、后进的、下级的， senior 高级的、年长的、地位较高的以及资格较老的。我们再来拓展一下，大学一年级学生 freshman, 大二学生是 sophomore, S-O-P-H-O-M-O-R-eSophomore, 大三年级学生 Junior student, 大四年级学生 Senior student, 接着他们会成为 Graduate, 毕业生 Graduate, 得到 Bachelor's degree, 学士学位 Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R, Bachelor's degree, 学士学位。那么往后会有人考研，读研之后成为研究生 Postgraduate, Postgraduate,有人继续深造的话成为硕士 Master, M-A-S-T-E-R, 以及博士 Doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R. OK, 回到剧本中。 The hotel they just bought is serving minors. 他们刚买的那间酒店也卖酒给未成年人。 Serena 接着说， And if you get a drink, they're also serving pigs. 你要是也喝酒的话，他们连猪都招待。说话真是不留情面， Chuck 却是不屑一顾的样子。 I love it when you talk dirty. Talk dirty, 说脏话。 Talk dirty, I love it when you talk dirty. 我就喜欢你说脏话的样子。这里呢要讲到一个句型 I love it when, 比如说 I love it when you hug me from behind and whisper in my ear. 我喜欢你从后面抱着我，在我耳边耳语。好像很多女生都是这样，喜欢心爱的人从后面抱着自己。 I love it when 你会用了吗 I love it when you hug me from behind and whisper in my ear OK 这时候 Serena 一针见血地指出 Chuck 的本质 You just love when a girl talks to you 只有女孩子跟你说脏话的时候你才喜欢 You just love when a girl talks to you 所有的花花公子都是这样吗 I don't knowChuck 给了 Serena 一个精彩的回答 Actually, I prefer them when they are not talking 其实呢我更喜欢他们安静的时候 Actually, I prefer them when they are not talking 这样一来呢对方便不好再说什么难听的话了我们听听 Serena 说了什么、I've missed your witty banter I've missed your witty banter Witty, W-I-T-T-Y 诙谐的富于机智的有句谚语是 Better a witty fool man than a foolish wit Better a witty fool man than a foolish wit 宁做聪明的渔夫不做愚蠢的才子 Witty 是形容词诙谐的富于机智的 Wit W-I-T 是名词智慧才智 Better a witty fool man than a foolish wit 宁做聪明的渔夫也不做愚蠢的才子 OK BanterBANTER 善意的戏谑逗弄 Banter 比如说 I have always enjoyed good banter with them 我老喜欢跟他们开玩笑 I have always enjoyed good banter with them 好现在我们能理解 Serena 的话了 I've missed your witty banter 真怀念你刷嘴皮子 Let's catch up Take our clothes off Stare at each other 这话一听就知道是出自花花公子之口Catch up 在书面语中呢是赶上的意思比如说如果你成绩落后了想要赶上同班同学 Catch up with classmates Catch up with classmates 那么在口语中 Catch up 也可以表示叙旧比如说 Let's have coffee together and catch up on old times 让我们一起喝喝咖啡叙叙旧 Let's have coffee together and catch up on old timesOK, stare at, 凝视盯住 stare, S-T-A-R-E, stare at, 凝视盯住比如说 It's rude to stare at people, 盯着别人是粗鲁的行为 It's rude to stare at people. 我们再来听一次 Chuck 的话 Let's catch up, take our clothes off, stare at each other. 不如我们叙叙旧脱下衣服直视彼此。一副富家纨绔子弟的嘴脸 right? Serena 说 How about I just get a bite to it? I've been drinking on an empty stomach 不如让我随便吃点东西吧我一直空着肚子在喝酒 How about I just get a bite to it? I've been drinking on an empty stomach Get a bite to it 随便吃点东西我们也可以把 get 换成 grabGrab a bite to it 那么有一句话 Let's grab a bite to it 我们赶紧吃点东西吧这句话在口语中使用的频率也非常高 Let's grab a bite to it 好我们跳过两句 Well, how about a grilled cheese with truffle Grill G-R-I-L-L 做动词表示烧烤或者严加盘问比如说 He was grilled until he confessed他被严加拷问直到他承认为止 Grill 做名词呢是指烤架烤肉那么句中 grill 词尾加上 ed 就相当于一个形容词表示烧烤的 A grilled cheese 烤奶酪 Truffle T-R-U-F-F-L-E 坏菌这是一种可以吃的东西生活中的美国人把这种东西称作松露 Truffle WellHow about a grilled cheese with truffle? You do love truffles. Chuck 问 Serena, 来块松露配烤奶酪怎么样？你喜欢吃松露。How about a grilled cheese with truffle? You do love truffles. Enough to know is not on the menu. 就因为喜欢才发现菜单上没有。Enough to know is not on the menu. Poor Serena. 这时候呢 Chuck 说 Good thing I'm connected. 好在我有门路。Good thing I am connected.Only cause I'm hungry. 最后 Serena 说我饿了所以呢她才同意吃这种 a grilled cheese with truffle. Only cause I'm hungry. 我饿了。OK. 今天呢，我们听到了 Chuck 和 Serena 的对话，确实还是挺有趣的。有时候我觉得口才是那样的重要，我就有好几位好朋友口才呢特别好，听着他们彼此唇枪舌剑，真是其乐无穷。好了，今天的节目就到这里，我是 Kenneth， 咱们下一期节目再见。 XOXO See you。
I love this town. I'm going to have to tell my parents the hotel they just bought is serving minors.
And if you get a drink, they're also serving pigs.
I love it when you talk dirty.
You just love when a girl talks to you.
Actually, I prefer them when they're not talking.
I've missed your witty banter.
Let's catch up. Take our clothes off, stare at each other.
How about I just get a bite to eat? I've been drinking on an empty stomach.
I heard you didn't do that anymore.
Special occasion.
Well, how about a grilled cheese with truffle oil? You do love truffles.
Enough to know it's not on the menu.
Good thing I'm connected.
Only because I'm hungry.